Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pro Wrestling Interviews. This is Dr. John Stamey saying hello from a cold but beautiful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And we have got a spectacular show. We have got one of the finest guests we have ever had. She is so exciting. Right now, I would like to introduce our co-hosts. First of all, from Ravenel, South Carolina, down there on Highway 17, going, as we say, toward Savannah, the amazing Velvet. How are you doing tonight, Velvet?
Doing good, doing good. I hope everybody's well.
We're glad you're here with us. And from Emerald Isle, North Carolina, the one and only one of the greats in wrestling, Papa Stra- and an actor as well, oh my goodness, the one and only Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling. How are you doing tonight, Papa Stro?
Great to be here with y'all, as always. And look, here's the deal. Call in.
Oh, you're trying to imitate me. Here's the deal. Call us. That's exactly right. You're exactly right. Yeah, no, we'll have some callers in. I can guarantee you that for tonight. And I'd like to turn everything over to the amazing Velvet to introduce one of the coolest guests we have ever had. Velvet, tell us about this cool guest that we've got.
Hot tag.
All right. Hot tag. All right. Thanks. If you will. Anyway.
If you will. That's right.
If you will. We have the great, fabulous, exciting, one of the best women in tag team wrestling and as a single wrestler. We have the great Judy Martin with us tonight. Yay, everybody. Clap. Yay.
Yay.
Come on, Ted.
Absolutely.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
Judy, how you doing?
Yeah, I am doing fine. How's everybody doing?
It's a real honor. It really is to have you here.
Oh, it's an honor for me to be on, too, because I don't do too many of these, but it's nice to be on with some friends.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
So, Judy, we've asked you before, you know, how you got started and all that. We heard a lot about that. And we heard about you and Leilani's time as the Glamour Girls and the Jumping Bomb Angels. What I'd like to ask now is, before or after your time with the Glamour Girls, who as a singles wrestler was probably your biggest thorn in your side as far as an opponent?
Oh, after the Jumping Bomb Angels, and then I was like, we were single. I had quite a few grudge matches against Susan Tex Green. I know y'all know her, so.
Yes, ma'am.
We did a lot of shows around the South Carolina here. And she's about the toughest one I've run into in a long time. After the matches up north. But I heard she was on.
Right.
I heard she was on the men now. I must have kicked her butt too many times, huh?
Yeah,
she's doing well. I just saw her last week. She's walking around and she's getting back going. I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay, that's good. I might need to go back and kick it again one day here shortly.
Yeah,
can
that'd
watch?
Be awesome. I'd like to see that.
Can I watch? I'll bring the popcorn.
I don't know. That popcorn might get spilled if you're on the front row. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I'd rather bring a Tupperware container, right? Yeah.
Yeah. With them around?
I'm sure I have one more good match in me.
Ooh,
awesome.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I'm talking about. I think Papa Stro, we might have to book that. We might have to book that, brother.
I'd love to commentate that one for sure. And this is some commentating.
Then you're in with that. You and Greg Pitt can commentate that, okay?
Beautiful. Thank you.
you and Greg Pitt with his radio voice and you with the color commentator, it'll be like a stiff Vince McMahon and Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Oh, like peas and carrots.
No, that's good. So let me ask you this. So when you had your run up north, and how long was that program that you had that you got to run with Wendy Richter? How long did that last?
I think that was about four or five weeks there. We did about 4 or 5 weeks on that. But that was like an everyday different town. So.
Right. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So, cause was it a kind of an even stretch kind of deal, or was it that she went over more than you, or was it kind of even?
Well, she went over. They put her over. For all the house shows at that time, the champion mostly went over. So not that it
right,
was a big
right.
moment where. They wanted to do a further angle and everything like that. At that time, they were just getting her over, her over as a big champion at that time.
Okay. Who else did you get to work when you were up with other than Wendy Richter? Who else were there any other ladies at the?
I worked Desiree Peterson.
Nice.
Velvet McIntyre. Princess Victoria. And
right.
I've worked with Beverly Shea back in Florida before Vince's time. I worked with her
okay.
and Natasha. I think Natasha. She was my partner at one time.
Okay.
And like I said, went on a little hard. I worked with her many, many times. Joyce Grable. Vicki Williams, I was over in Mexico with Vicki.
Right.
Espina, I worked with Espina. Penny Mitchell, Candice Pardue, Susan Starr.
Ooh, hadn't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, so, and a lot of the new girls that had just, it was coming out. Some of them, I can't remember their names.
Right. So, what was the date that you actually set foot into the ring for your very first match? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, it was 1978. Right after, let's see, I started training on Labor Day, and I think it was October. I think it was like in the last of, the middle of October, I worked a town in North Carolina. I don't remember the name of the town, but it was against Moolah. That's when my first match was against Moolah.
Oh, gotta love that.
Oh, yeah. And I wasn't that smart at the time, but they
right.
had not really smart me up or anything like that. So,
in other words, she took a little bit of advantage of you during that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. That was her M.O.
That was Moolah.
Well, that. Go ahead.
A good teacher will never, never always teach you everything.
Oh,
amen.
That's correct. Absolutely.
That is the truth.
So that's up to you to learn. That's up to you to learn yourself. And everything,
absolutely.
how good you want to be against that other person. But in time, you learn. And with her, in time we learn. I mean, I learned about how she was in the ring and stuff. That's why I broke her ankle in Alabama.
Well, tell us about that.
Please.
Yeah.
I had to come back from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead, David.
Dr. John, I think Todd's on the line. If you want to bring him in,
he's already brought in. I was gonna.
Okay, never mind. Go, Judy.
He's right here.
Okay.
So how did
you break her ankle in Alabama?
Yeah. I don't know really. I don't know how I broke her ankle. She said I did it. All I know is
the Phantom.
She went a small package me.
Uh-huh.
A small package, wow.
And I heard her say, F.
That's funny.
My effing ankle.
Yeah, okay.
And,
that's awesome.
I know, right? I want to know how to do that move there so I can break an ankle in a small package.
They did a real quick, they did a real quick count out and everything.
Right.
But she ended up going to the ER. She ended up going to the ER that night and getting a cast on her foot.
So did you pay for that?
Now that's a finish.
Right? My question is, did you pay for that down the road?
Oh, I did. Oh, did I? With 13 stitches, with 13 stitches in the forehead in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh my. That was a receipt and a half.
It was.
That's straight from
Idaho.
Right?
Wow. That's crazy.
Yep. And she,
see, that's
and
a story.
She,
go ahead.
And believe it or not, that's like after two, that's about like a year to a year and a half thing in between that time. And then that's when
she never forgot it.
Oh, no, because she brought it up. Oh, that's just a payback.
Oh.
Breaking my ankle.
See?
Aha.
Wow. So my question would be, because of that, was that just her nature, or was that just because she needed to do that for her own self? I don't know. That's the question I need to ask.
I think it was that was her. I think that was actually her.
Right.
Being Mula rather. I think she kind of live part of her Mula stuff out in real life.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. I mean, with the different stories, you don't know, because a lot of people, there's people who are going to like you and people who are not going to like you in all walks of life with all of everything. So, you know, if
and
that was her, that
with,
was her.
Yeah, that was the same way with Mula. You know, a lot of us disliked her. And it was
a lot like her.
And, you know, like she treated people different ways. And it depends on how you were with her. Like I had family members all the way around in Columbia. So I didn't really get, you know, the treatment as some of the girls did and all.
Right. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, each one has their own stories about Mula, you know. And my thing with Mula was, you know, I just never believe she treated the women fair about money wise. And it always and just like her name was Mula, that's all it boiled down to was the money and the Mula that
that's
she
right.
would get, you know.
The Mula. That's why she named herself that.
And a lot of that was like, you know, being, you know, I would say kind of ignorant to the fact of how wrestling worked. And at that time, the women that was getting booked was the ones from Mula's.
Right.
And she didn't really see other girls getting booked that much and stuff. So if you wanted to work, you would work for her.
Right.
Or
I got
not work any because she would, and I do know this for a fact, that, you know, she would put like the word against you out there.
Right.
She did it to Wendy and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. But, you know, she's dead and gone, you know, and she can't be prosecuted.
Right.
What a heel.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
the way
oh,
through,
yeah.
baby. So another question, maybe you can answer this since we can't get her on the phone. We can't get her to talk to us right now. But why why was Desiree Peterson's like career? I say it's short, but I know she wrestled for a while. But to me, it seemed like her career was short, short-lived. Do you know anything about that?
I do. All I know that I mean, I wasn't here when it all went down with her and Moolah. I know that something happened with them, between them two. That
right.
I mean, Desiree only has the answer to all that question, and I don't
right.
want to say
correct.
This,
no.
That
well, that's fine.
It would be a,
right.
It would be a hearsay on my end.
Correct. I got you. I
and
figured if you knew
I mean,
a little something,
yeah.
right? Okay.
But it
well,
did have
I mean,
to do with something about pay. I think it had something to do with payoffs and stuff like that. So
right. Mm-hmm. Well, so you work Desiree, correct?
Oh yeah, I work Desiree a lot. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how was she as a worker? That's my next question. How was she in the ring?
She was good. I mean, at first, I mean, I can tell you that when she first came to Lillian's, she was always, you know, down there at Lillian's because, of course, you know, all the girls, you know, they kind of back off because if you start hanging around Lillian, you're always known as, you know, mama's girl or pop mama
right.
or
right.
stuff like that. So nobody really, you know, did that. So we just watch and learn by mistake. I mean, you know, Lillian would pick her picks at the time, and then she
right.
would put them over all the time. So, but I think Desiree uh-huh. learned the deal later on, and I think that's you know main reason her and Moolah you know broke apart.
Right.
This is Dr. John. I've got a quick question. And I don't know this. I'm sorry. Is Desiree Peterson still alive?
Oh yes. In fact, I got a text from her for Christmas, and you know she was saying she was doing good. She lives in Virginia.
Cool.
So
okay.
And
very good.
I will text her though and see if she wants to do a podcast with you guys and let her know.
Yeah,
well, that'd
thank
be great.
You so
We'd
much.
Love to have her.
Thank you.
Yeah, because back when she was a rookie, Vince McMahon touted her as the next best thing when she showed up and wanted her, and she became Rookie of the Year. Then all of a sudden, that was the end of that run.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened with that. Those are some questions we would like to know answers to. So only she can answer those. So if you do that for us, that's great.
Okay.
Right.
I will.
So
that way you
Japan,
can get everything,
right.
everything
right.
straight
get
from the horse's mouth.
Her. Right, correct.
Yeah, right.
So, Judy, you've been to Japan. You've been to Mexico. Where else have you been that you've worked this beautiful business at?
Oh, I've worked all the states except for Alaska.
Okay.
No. So that's all I really – oh, I've been to Kuwait. And,
so
and then some towns over in Europe, I worked on Robin on that tour.
Okay.
And
did you get to go to Australia?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't get to go
okay.
to Australia.
Oh, okay. Well, that would have probably been an awesome place to go to wrestle.
Oh, I've always wanted to go there. So.
Well, maybe
right.
we can just go there just to go visit. How's that?
Oh, hey, that's fine with me.
We'll make a trip out of it. All right. So, Papa Stroh, or Todd?
Todd said he had a question. So, Todd, what you
good.
Got?
Todd. Well, team, glad to be here. Miss Martin. All I can do is like the Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World. I'm not worthy. Yeah.
You aren't. This is Judy Martin. You are not worthy.
I know I'm not. No, this is a big deal. Ma'am, thank you for, look, I know Dr. John, Papa Stroh, Velvet, they have worked so hard on the show and get people and, ma'am, you are some brand new Sirius like yardstick lifetime. Thank you, ma'am.
A yardstick?
No, he means
yeah,
you, mean
you are what everyone else is to be measured by.
Exactly. Oh, you're the measuring stick, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are what everybody else is to be measured
Judy,
by.
We would say awesome, but Todd calls you a yardstick. That's
so
great.
That is funny.
No, that's serious. Do you realize I would have to believe that many of today's women's wrestlers are measuring themselves by you, by absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah, many yardsticks pattern themselves after you.
You know, some come in pink or green. No,
very real. So I'm going to like kind of try to mute and listen, and unless I think I have anything valid to bring into this other than just being humbled, thank you for gracing us with your presence. Much appreciated.
Oh.
And I'm going to self-mute after this. The big thanks. Thank you, ma'am.
You are very welcome.
You know, Papa Stroh, Dr. John, Velvet, gents, love you. Thanks, guys, for inviting me and let me on.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. So, in other words, what would Austin Powers call you? You're the cat's pajama. Yeah.
The cat's meow.
Yeah.
You are, Miss Judy. I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. She even made fun of her. That was great. But if the girls today knew their history, you certainly would be one that they should emulate because you were a solid all-around worker. You were professional. You did everything that you could do with grace. So, and I've been fortunate enough to be in some matches with you, so that's also awesome too. You know, just another one of them butt kickings.
We have had some good.
Oh yeah, we've had some good stuff now. We have now. We've had some fun together too, with you playing pranks on referees and other wrestlers and all that. That was fun too. You're crazy. So
yeah, that was good to have some, you know, what you call some newbies in there that didn't know anything, especially after you got your feet and everything. You knew what you was doing in there, and then they come along, they really didn't know. I knew a lot of the referees. They really didn't know how to, I'd say, work with the girls.
Right. You're right.
And that one guy that down there with you, I mean, I knew he was going to be gullible.
Of course. He was brand new. He begged to be a referee, and he went out and got trained, and then we said, well, this is what we do here. And he was like, okay. And then you just straight up dogging. That was so funny. Guys, what she did was, I'm sure you heard the story before, but Judy went out to be the main event against Susan. Judy goes out first, tells the referee, there's no referee in this match. So he runs all the way to the back, finds me in the locker room, and goes, Judy Martin told me there's no referee in this match. I said, hey, stupid, go get back in the ring. So he runs all the way back out to the ring, right, like with his arms up. Judy's in the corner.
Yeah.
I'm watching this now because I had to see what's going on. So he goes back out, and he's got his arms in the air like, what just happened? And she's in the corner dying laughing. And then he gets back in the ring, and she grabs him, pulls him over to the corner and goes, you know what? You are stupid, aren't you? No, you didn't say that. You said, I remember what you said. You said, boy, you as green can be. Now just stay out the way so we can wrestle. That's what that was. So maybe you're stupid. But it was great.
Did he say thank you?
No, he just looked at her like,
oh no,
what just happened? He was so messed up after the show that he was like, did I do wrong? Was I said, dude, it's over with. Don't worry about it. I couldn't help
this
it.
Guy,
I kept laughing. Kept laughing. But now
he's
one of the...
I didn't even break in to be a referee. Good Lord.
Well, wow. his dad was supposedly a mass wrestler in the 60s and 70s, and I don't know how true that is or not.
What was his dad
anyway.
Saying, Uranus? Good Lord.
But he actually turned out to be a pretty good referee as the years went on, and he got some – but he's still a little dopey, but, you know,
yeah.
Is what it is.
I just hope he learned how to count to three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Fat Boy couldn't do. Judy would have had a field day with Brett. That Fat Boy we had that I fired. Oh, she would have had a field day with him. That
yeah.
poor boy would have come back crying to the locker room.
He wouldn't have made it past the front door, Jenny Craig.
Oh
Lord.
No, you didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
I wish I didn't, but you know,
oh my God,
I can't tell why. I can't tell why, Judy.
Right.
Judy, I can't.
That's why we love you, bro. That's why we love you.
Well, sometimes you just have to tell it like it is.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Listen to Judy. Class is in session.
We're gonna do 101.
Yep. So, Judy, so what other pranks can you tell us that you've pulled or you've made somebody just do something? Absolutely off the wall. Come on, you got to have something.
Oh, God. What do you do?
I know you pulled a prank on somebody at least. Or at
oh, God, really?
I mean, if you joked with us all these years, I know you did something to somebody.
Oh, please tell some good rip stories, Judy, please.
Yes, come on.
We used to moon the guys back when they moon us in Canada.
Yes.
No, there wasn't mooning now, was there?
yeah, a lot. Bret Hart, Ross Hart, Bruce and all of them used to go to get, we just have to take a trip down to Butte, Montana, you know, do the Montana run. They would pass us, and they'd always open the van door, stick their butts out and everything like that. I had just bought my first car, a Cutlass Supreme, and we drove it to Canada and everything. And Joyce would be out hanging out in the window. That's what I'd do that to him. So we would run up the side of them and do the same thing back to him.
Judy, this is Dr. John. I got an important question for you. Don't you think that those times of the golden age of wrestling, which are exactly what you're talking about, were they not the most wonderful times in the world in all of sports?
It was. It was, God, it was more, it, I mean, it was like, a family of goofballs, I would have to say, you know.
Well, see, right there, you said the key word, family. Keyword.
I mean.
It's like Vin Diesel. We're family.
Oh,
right?
They would pull a lot of ribs and stuff on us, but, I mean, they didn't do it to the effect where people they hurt us or anything like that. I mean, like Andre coming in to the dressing room with a plate of food in his hand, naked as a jaybird.
Oh,
he did that in Atlanta. And
oh, wow.
Paul Jones. I remember after I first started, Jones and we was staying in Florida for a while doing the road around Florida there, and we was at the hotel, and him and Barry Windham, they came over to the hotel one time. We were all playing around, and we put Barry on the they come jumped on the bed in the motel room, and we rolled Barry in the floor, and we all dog piled him. stuff like that. That was just, you know, harmless things and stuff. So, and we took a Joyce and I was on a trip to Montana, Minneapolis and everything. Like I said, we rode back with some Mexicans, and we woke up with a darn deer in the back of the truck.
Nice.
They had stopped to pick the blame deer up somewhere along the line.
Wow.
And the little midget guy, he was back there and lay inside of it. And he jumped all the way in the front too, but
No, Judy, you mentioned
midget story I've heard since Stroh's midget story.
Yeah.
I mean,
Judy, you mentioned Andre the Giant, and if you haven't heard this story, I want Papa Stroh to relay the story of him, Dusty Rhodes, and Andre. Papa Stroh, do you mind telling Judy this? Because this is truly one of the most classic Andre stories. And Judy Martin needs to hear this directly from you.
Oh, my God.
That's a blind tag, brother.
The story
you just
out,
got
man.
Blind got, tag.
Yeah, you're blown up the story. It's like running out of gas. But I'll tell you anyway. When I was younger, I went to used to go down to Florida to watch the wrestling shows, and used to go see Dusty and Mike Graham, Steve Kern, and Blackjack Mulligan, those guys. And one of the shows I went down to see, right, to see Dusty, Andre pulls up in the parking lot, right, and his head's above the car door, right. He's bigger than the car, basically. He's driving, scares the crap out of me. Right? He walks out because, you know, he just got upset for being the Sasquatch in the $6 Million Man series with Lee Majors, right?
Yeah.
And he got the big bushy hair and everything, and he's walking towards me. And the first time in my life, I felt like I was that low in the food chain. I thought he was going to eat me. And then he comes over, and at the time, I thought Dusty saved my life, but he was just kind of like breaking the ice to Andre and myself. I'm like, "Hey, kid, don't worry about a thing. Andre is cool. Say hello, Andre, baby." And Andre sticks his big hand down to me and says, "How do you do, Andre?" And I'm looking up at him, and my hand disappears, and I'm like, "Fine, sir. How are you?" You know, I'm petrified. But, I mean, he was super cool. But, yeah, that was the first. To this day, Andre still – I've seen a lot of big guys through the years, but you say Andre is the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life.
To be such a huge person, he had one of the sweetest personality with us girls and everything. Now, when he got, we seen him when he kind of got beat off with some guys, but oh man, he would just when we were on the road. And if we were at a club or, I'll say, a bar where he was at and everything, we didn't have no worry about nobody bothering us.
Nice.
They came over and we tell them we didn't want a drink from them or anything. He said, "The lady said no."
Crazy.
That's great. That is awesome.
Fantastic.
Stroh, that was a great story. And right now, the professor of wrestling, Steve Logan,
can't wait until next
wants
week.
To say hello. He wants
right?
to say hello to Judy.
Who?
Professor
hey,
wrestling,
Judy.
How you doing?
Fine.
Right, doing
how
good.
Are you?
Oh. Yeah, I had a few questions. I wanted to ask about your opponents. You remember working with Mimi Hagiwara in Japan?
Oh, yeah. Mimi, yes.
Any thoughts of the matches with her, the work with her?
Oh, Mimi was very good to work with. I liked working with her. She was a tiny girl, but she was a fast girl, though. And she knew her stuff in the ring, too. So.
Yeah, I was watching footage of one of your matches with her on YouTube earlier. It's pretty neat. What do you think about wrestling the Jumping Bomb Angels, how were they to work with? Was there a language barrier?
Oh. There was, I mean, there was an, you know, a barrier for the English and stuff because they didn't really speak that good of English when they first came over. But we had worked with them in Japan enough to know their style, and they knew, you know, what we could do and everything. What they, I think what they learned more over here in the United States was what the people's, how the people's reaction was. Because the reaction of the people in Japan was not the same as it was over here.
Right.
And they loved that reaction from the people that really, when they, the people started going for them, and then they started feeling how to work those the people over here. And they took that back to Japan and started doing that, and the people kind of got a little bit more up over there than what they were before.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Oh, and another opponent for let y'all transition. How was it like working with Medusa in WCW? I believe it was 1991.
Working with Medusa is good. I like working with Medusa. I think I've only had two matches with Medusa, though. That's it. But she's easy to work with. Yeah. She's easy to work with.
I've seen some of her work in Japan, and I had to ask. So I'm glad that you were able to work with her.
Oh, yeah. And she's like some of the Japanese girls. She could be a little stiff on some of her stuff, too. But you just, that's something you expect, though, if you've been over in Japan, working in Japan for so much, then you know that, you know, that's what you're going to expect for somebody.
And, Velvet, how come Judy Martin's not in the WWE Hall of Fame? What do you think?
I cannot answer that question for you. That's a question you would have to ask Vince McMahon.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, I think the problem is, I think the problem is, anybody who was during a certain time period before the so-called divas, he's only put in a couple people that were prior to the divas. If you really go back and look. He didn't like, I don't think he really respected women's wrestling. I think it was something that his dad liked, and he had to go with it because when his dad was still alive and ran the WWF, I think that was the biggest key that he got forced into something he didn't like. And then if you all know, you know, the Attitude Era totally changed everything. For his company, and ladies started becoming more involved in certain aspects, but then he turned it into a joke because he got rid of all, if you look, all the women who actually could wrestle were gone, and it was all TNA at that point. And
yeah,
then
all of
you take
the sex object there. And I think that was his fetish. That was his fetish, I do believe. That was his fetish about sex with the girls, you know, at that time.
Right. But, you know what, I don't think he respects the women like Susan and Judy and even Moolah. He put her in, and Mae Young, but I don't think he really respects the girls that actually work until later. But then, you know, he has his favorites. He has his favorites. Mm-hmm. I think that has something to do with it. And I think the other thing that has to do with it, Steve, as anybody who's on the lawsuit against him for injuries and concussions and this and that, if your name's on that, you ain't getting in.
Interesting.
Well, you know, that is one question I would love to ask him in person.
Right.
If ever given a chance, I would.
You want that chance? We'll make that happen.
We'll do our best, Judy, I'll tell you that.
We will make that happen.
Between me and Velvet and Stro, we can do a lot.
We'll corner him. We'll corner him. But you know, it's just one of those things that with a lot of promoters and a lot of bookers, they have their favorites, and that's with anything in this business. You got your favorites, you got your buddies, you got your lovers, and whatever else.
But
whatever,
I mean,
how it shakes down.
I know when we was up there with the, you know, with the angels and everything, but he would actually say that he had all good reports from you know, about the agents, you know, like Tony Greer, the Indian, what's his name,
Strongbow,
and Arnie and stuff like that.
Really?
Would
okay.
Go back and say that our matches were better than the guys. So in order for him to give us a bonus that we did not have to pay any PC out of it.
Right.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Hart confirmed that in an interview, that nobody wanted to follow the Glamour Girls.
Of course not. Because they made everybody work. They made everybody stand up and take notice. That's what they're supposed to do. You got to realize, Steve, they had to outwork the guys every night.
Oh yeah, we went and put in 120%. I mean, a lot of the guys at that time, they didn't take really, you know, some of them didn't take that many bumps and stuff like that. And I mean, we've even had Hulk Hogan to tell us to our face, you know, you girls don't need to be taking that many bumps out there. You're making us look boys look bad.
I want to know when we're going to get the Glamour Girl ice cream bars, by God.
I want to know where my doll is.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I will tell you this story.
It's an action figure. Go ahead.
I was the at the flea market a couple of weeks ago, right?
Uh-huh.
And I went into this one of this little section there, and they had wrestling dolls in there. And I saw this 2-foot doll. I said, "Wait a minute, let me see that." And it was The Rock's doll, and it was stood 2 feet high. I'd never seen one that big, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, "Wow, that is neat, right?" So the guy comes up to me and he goes, "Oh, that's The Rock." I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You don't see too many dolls." I said, "No, I don't." I said, "I haven't seen any one that big like this right here." I said, "Well, how much you asking for him?" He said, "Oh, he's worth. I'm selling for $40, but he's worth a whole lot more."
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, really?" I said, $40. And I said, "Well, I just don't see him being worth $40 like that." I said, "He said, well, hey, he's a big guy. He's movie star and everything." I said, "Yeah, I know. I heard that." But I said, "Yeah, I would like to take The Rock home with me." He said, "Really?" He said, "Well, give me $15 and you take him home."
Oh, you better know how to really cook if he's $40.
Yeah.
Right. You should have asked him where that Judy Martin doll was at, and he goes, "Who's Judy Martin?" He said, "That's me."
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
I said, one of these days, I said, I'll run into a rock, and I'm gonna take that doll with me. You know, and I'm gonna say, "Hey, look here."
Yes.
What's up with this?
Right.
Pull a hurricane on me. What's up with that?
Well, I heard they was having a mate young doll come out. Y'all,
really?
Y'all heard anything about that?
Wow.
I heard that. That'd be awesome.
I heard it. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this: since you brought her name up, did you work Mae Young? And if you did, how was she? Or was she just mean too?
I never worked Mae. The first time I met Mae was at Lula's funeral. First time
That's
I
the
met,
first time
I
you met her.
Mae.
Wow.
That's the first time I ever met her.
Oh, wow.
So y'all never crossed paths. Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Nope. You know, and I work with, like, Jean Anton and Natasha, like I said, Beverly Shea.
Right.
I've run across mm-hmm. them, but May I had never run into before
wow.
until Bull's funeral.
So other question was somebody asked me, and they didn't come on, but I know this is what they were going to ask. So how did the Glamour Girls get into the Jim Crockett Memorial Cup Tag Team Tournament?
What you talking about, Jim Crockett? You talking about
you were in some tag team tournament that you beat
Jim Crockett?
No, they did yeah. something. It was NWA. It was in the Jim Crockett era that.
No, that wasn't the Glamour Girls. That was Joyce. You talking about wrestling the guys?
Yeah, wrestling the guys and getting the tournament.
That was Joyce and I.
Okay, you and Joyce Grable?
Yeah, Joyce Grable and I. Well, Joyce
right,
and
so
I
how'd
were working,
that come about?
We were working a lineup around there, and Ole Anderson's the one that come up with that. Really, he said, well, shoot, we just put the girls in there. And of course, you know, some of the guys didn't like it, and I think that's why he
right.
did it. A lot of the guys didn't like it.
Yeah.
And, so he threw us in there, so that's how we started doing interviews about, hey, we train just like the guys can't do.
Right.
And we were there, and he said, well, y'all working in Atlanta. I said, oh, Lord. And they
That's
gave
awesome.
Us Steve. Yeah, they gave us Steve. And, you know, Russo. No, well, not Russo. The Mountie. What is Jock Russo. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Steve was
That's
okay.
Cool.
Steve was okay with it.
Which Steve was that? Was that Steve Kern or Steve-O?
Steve-O.
Ah, cool.
Yeah,
right.
Steve-O. He was good. And I saw
mm-hmm.
Steve, I guess, about 8-9 years ago. In Atlanta. That's the first time I'd seen him. And God,
right.
25, 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. So we worked, you know, a few house shows with them around Atlanta and everything. Then we went into Alabama, and we worked two guys when we went into Alabama, too. From that
oh, wow.
segment there. I know.
Well,
but
that's good.
Saying, stuff like that. You think about, they say things are just the first time ever doing it. That's been done years ago.
Crockett should have
oh,
put
yeah.
you guys in the Crockett Cup tournament, though.
Cup,
there's
yeah.
That's been groundbreaking.
I mean, yeah.
Amazing.
It would have been. I thought they did
yeah.
do that, but obviously they did not. Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is groundbreaking. See? That's
yeah.
something we
that's
learned.
Awesome.
We learned something.
That really is. That's awesome.
It is. It is. It is. It is. So, Papa Stroh, you got anything for Miss Judy?
Oh, man. I know you've been ringing with some of the greats over the years. Who was, like, the one person that you had the best chemistry with in the ring of all the ladies you've been in the ring with?
Nice.
I think, oh God, the best chemistry I think to match would be Velvet.
McIntyre, okay.
Velvet, and then also Winona Littlehart. I worked a lot with Winona when I first started, and that's
mm-hmm.
where I got a lot of my thoughts and stuff, because like she didn't talk, she didn't say anything. She told me, she said, I don't talk in the ring. And I said, oh God, that's when I had to put my mind to go and had to lead the match when I didn't even know what I was doing myself.
Right.
and that's how it
well.
Taught me how to be much more of a leader in the ring is, you know, with my matches with Littlehart. And
right,
Joyce,
yeah.
I've had some good matches with Joyce. And and a lot of the girls too, but on a clicking basis, Velvet would be the one I would say that she would just, I don't know, she, because me and her went to Japan together too, and we kind of, when we was out in the gym, we did a lot of things that we tried to do from Japan to bring it over here to the States when we wrestled up in Texas and stuff. So,
right.
The chemistry's there. The chemistry's there with her. And, you know, a lot of the girls were so easy to work with, though, because they listened and they followed you. And some wasn't, you know, as easy with, because that's the ones we call prima donnas, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We all, you know, we live close by, so we know we didn't have good matches and stuff like that. Of course, we're going to hear it from, you know, Moolah about, well, that's when you ain't getting no bookings because of your matches sucked. But that's one thing
wow.
I can tell you. I said before on a podcast, Mulligan and Murdoch, the ones that told me not to make them look stupid. and I always remember that from the beginning. And they said, if you convince these guys back here that you can work, then if you fool them, you got it made. And that's where my mind would always go to make sure those guys think this was real, that we were real out here.
That's great. That's great.
And I think that's the first thing. I've always kept in my mind. And it was no matter if it was 20 people out there or 30 people, you had to do your best out there.
Amen.
To prove to them this was real, because this was a business that you kept to yourself. It was only, you were lucky to be in there with some of the girls. Were just very lucky to make it in there, because not all girls would that come to Lillian. Lillian had a big overturn of girls that came and went.
That's right. But there's the tale of the fake.
Yeah. And this is a business that you gotta love, and it's in your blood.
Absolutely.
Once you get into it, I believe it's like a drug. To me, it was like a drug.
It is. It really is. You're right.
I never took drugs or anything like that. I was a big drinker when I was on the road and everything. But to go into the ring and be able to lead a brand new person that has never, maybe that has been her first or second match, and to come back and they think she's been working for a year or more, that was a great, to know that you made that girl look like she had been working for a year.
Right.
And so, that to me was what a compliment they could say for you. You knew then that you said, well, God, I said, man, they believed that she was hurting. You know, and that's the way she was selling it, the way I was punching and stuff like that, that people believed that we were actually killing one another out there. And Susan, with Susan Green, a lot of the guys always say that we were stiff, hurting one another out there. And now,
until they beat poor little Velvet up, then they were stiff.
We were snubbed.
Yeah,
just
snubbed my ass. Wait, I'm sorry. Y'all were snub with each other, not with me. Y'all just beat the crap out of me.
Well, you know, we had to let you guys know we were there.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Now, that way, we had to prove to you you couldn't go back there and tell us our stuff was fake.
Hell no. I got my ass kicked.
Yeah.
Shit. I had them problems. I know all about that. But no, if you actually watch, now I've watched a lot of matches with them, but you know, what you got to say, Todd?
No, I was just thinking it's it is so awesome the stuff that they've done over the years and your interaction with them, and that's what I'm thinking is great. It's, man, Miss Martin, I'm humbled to just be on the show with you. It is so awesome, and the stuff that you've shared. I do have a silly question, if you don't mind, ma'am.
Well, there's no really silly questions I can not answer.
Okay, I'm going to ask, who was it that you dealt with that made you break your bearing the most? Because character-wise, you have bearing to hold. That was actually funny. Was there somebody that was so funny that just cracked you up?
Yeah, Leilani. Leilani
had to.
Leilani.
Oh my God! One of your great tag team partners was one of the funniest people you worked with.
Oh, one night she got into, they pulled her through the rope. They pulled her through the ropes, and she would do this thing where she would teeter tot on the top rope. When they pulled her over, the rope would be on her stomach, and she would kind of go head first, and then whoop, then we'd go right back to her feet. Then, I mean, she was teeter-totting like that. And she'd be over there talking and just said, "How you like this, Judy? You know, ain't this funny? I'm having fun." And, I mean, I'm cracking up over there, and she's been serious over there. And this, and she always did this thing, too, where she would, where they would hit her butt on the thing, and she would go across the ring on her knee, a knee up, a knee down, a knee up, knee down. And I always thought that was the funniest. Oh, yeah. That was the funniest thing that, I mean, she would just do little funny things like that. That would be, I would laugh my butt off.
That is awesome. Thank you for sharing that, ma'am.
I remember the first time I met Leilani with y'all. I had come to a show. I had given up with Susan. We were somewhere, and y'all were going to wrestle. I forgot who y'all were working, but I remember standing around. I didn't see her right off the rip. She was standing behind a door. Then the door sort of closed. Next thing you know it, I feel this heat next to my face. And I turned to look. She was standing on one leg and had her foot right next to my ear in my face, just standing there. And I was like, holy crap. And I was like, she goes, I said, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm just stretching. And then Susan goes, you know, she could have kicked you like 5 times already. I was like, I didn't know she was standing there. I didn't even, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And then I got introduced, and you said, And Judy said to me, she goes, yeah, you better watch out for her. She likes to take pot shots. I was like, oh, okay. So I kept my eyes open that night to make sure she wasn't going to hit me. Mm-hmm. But she, y'all, I can't remember who y'all worked, but I remember the smoothness of the tag team, the smoothness and the chemistry y'all had. It was just like, go, 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 in and out. Y'all did quick tags that night. And then when y'all took it home, it was like, boom, boom, boom. That was it. You know, I was like, wow, that was pretty tight.
Yeah, and I would say any girl that worked Leilani would say she was probably the easiest one out of any girls that I know of, that she worked the best, you know, and the easiest, even though some of her stuff looked shocking and, you know, incredible.
Right.
They could barely feel her.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, everybody's got a style, and
mm-hmm.
but I think that's good for y'all, because you basically were the rough and rugged type. But then when she got, you know, when she got in there, sometimes she could play that role
mm-hmm.
and make it look just as easy as what you were doing. So that was great to watch mm-hmm. and see over the years. Is there anything that you wished you guys had accomplished as a tag team? Is there anything missing in that, or?
Oh yeah, there. I mean, I wish
okay.
we would have were able to do the some WrestleMania when we were supposed to. I mean, that was one thing
right.
we wished we could do. And not only that, because of the with the Jumping Bomb Angels, for them to really do a tremendous place like that and to see all the people's reaction for them, because
right.
they really loved it. They really loved it over here. That's one regret I regret that we never got to finish that out. And
I don't think that's on y'all. I think that's on the WWF for really missing that opportunity.
Agreed.
Well, I mean,
agreed. Dr.
I mean,
John? Go ahead, Judy, finish.
Yeah. Oh, I know there's something we could have done up there, you know, to help. I think boost the girls a little bit, maybe not. Maybe he doesn't think that way, but I think there's something new because I think a lot of them now is forgetting about it takes two of them to really make the other look good. But that's in the past, so we just have to go on with the future
yep.
now.
Exactly. Get you in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That's next.
Yeah.
That's what we're working on. Dr. John, what you got?
Well, I am right now.
Hey. Did he fall off the face of the earth again?
Hey, what was that?
Is he
Dr.
John?
Oh, he took
he's
a nap.
He's like that Mountain Man guy from Blazing Saddles. Raring.
Awesome.
Dr. John fell off the face of the earth again.
Come
all right.
Back,
well,
back.
Moving on.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I got another
Foster
question.
Foster Brooks.
All right. Foster Brooks. Steve. Steve has another question for Ms. Martin. Go ahead, Steve.
Take it away, Steve. Is there any recent wrestlers you wish you could have worked with?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them out there that I'd like to work with. You know, Charlotte, Bailey. I would like to work with Bailey as for training her, work with her as being a more of a heel.
If you worked her, you'd kill that little girl, but go ahead.
Oh no! I mean, not work her. I would like to be able to, with her body and
manage
stuff like
her.
That.
Right.
Yeah, show her how to make her body talk more in a heelish way. Because
awesome.
I think she has an expression that she could use and stuff.
Right.
So and some of the Japanese girls and stuff like that. But and Becky Lynch. I would like to work with her, too.
Well, hopefully
yeah,
she'll
like
come back. It'll be she may or may not. We don't know yet.
Mm.
Well, you know, she had babies,
think,
or she's having a baby, or she had it. I'm not sure what happened, but
I think
yeah.
sometime this year.
Okay. So she hadn't had it yet. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that.
No, I think she did.
Oh,
yeah,
she did? Oh, okay, well, I try to keep up with everything, but it's hard. I'm just trying to emulate Papa Stro and be like him. That's what I'm trying to do. So don't beat me up.
They'll just be you, brother. Just be you.
I know, just be
we
me.
Need,
I know you say that to me all the time, man.
we need more originality in the world.
Oh, no, absolutely. Well, thank
okay.
you for stealing it
I got
all right,
question
go
for you guys.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Out of today's females, as a worker, who do y'all think is the best leader as a worker?
Ooh, I like the reverse.
As
question.
Of today, I do like that. I'll answer first. I think it's Charlotte Flair.
I gotta go with my girl Asuka.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
I think it's either Asuka or Io Shirai.
Right. Both of them are pretty solid.
Nice. Yes. And I'm not picking Charlotte Flair. I'm not picking Charlotte Flair because of her daddy. I'm picking that she's busted her butt from day one to be in that business, and because of her father's name, she's had to work that much harder.
And with a strong second being Natalya.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Agreed.
I think they should give Natalya a heck of a push because that girl's been there. I mean, she's been a leader for a lot of the girls that came in there, showing them actually how to work.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Well, she's been there, what, 15, 20 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And she's always had good matches.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've really never seen a bad match with her, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so I do wish she gets a good push one day for, you know.
Yeah, she deserves it. She definitely deserves a good push. Is Dr. John
y'all
back
think,
yet?
Y'all think the Bella Twins should come back and join the...
No. No, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that theme music no more. I don't want to see them. I good. No.
I keep envisioning a Danny DeVito meme where he's like shaking his face, going, "No."
That's me. No. Enough already. I mean, come on. If anybody's going to come back and work a match, at least let Beth Phoenix do it or somebody like that. No, somebody who can work. No.
Okay.
You know, I really love Beth Phoenix and Natty when they were tagging together. God, what a team.
Huh?
That was a great team. Great team.
Did any of you guys get to see a lot of the WOW wrestling?
A lot of WOW?
The WOW really. Show that, you know, the WOW women are wrestling when they was on with, I think, Selena and them was training the girls out there in California and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
See a lot of that. Nope.
I didn't either.
That'd be up Steve's alley, Mr. Professor Steve there that follows just about everything wrestling.
Oh, I try. I mean...
I know you do. You're way better than most of us.
I haven't watched a lot of WOW, to be honest, but I know it's on Access TV, or it was, but I think Piper's daughter was on there for a bit, and Guerrero was announcing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
How do y'all think Brooke Hogan is as a wrestler?
Awful.
Yeah.
She was on. I know she was on Impact.
Sorry,
years ago,
you want
to
straight.
Like, as an
yeah,
authority
she's,
figure.
She's not a. She was.
I think I'm rubbing off on you, Velvet.
I mean, just being truthful. I mean, you want me to be straight up or you want me to lie? Oh, she's freaking awesome. No, she's not. She's god awful. My daughter's a better worker than she is, and my daughter don't take no bump.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you think about when she was there, it was, even on that little stunt which she did a few times, she didn't know anything. So I blame her daddy for putting her in a bad situation and in harm's way because she could have legit got hurt at any point in time. That's
so
not
if she dropped a big leg on you, you'd be like, "Thank you, Kim. I have another."
Right.
So that wouldn't work. That wouldn't be a bad
He should have sent her somewhere so she could really, really learn.
Yeah,
not learn from him.
But she didn't want. But she didn't want to
right,
wrestle.
That's right. Yeah.
But she didn't want to wrestle. That's the whole thing. She didn't want to do it, and Daddy kept pushing her. So, go ahead, Steve.
No, I was remembering like who was on the WOW roster, and I think Jessica Havoc worked there for a bit. Might have been before Impact.
Yeah, she was there before Impact.
I've always liked Jessica Havoc, though.
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty solid.
Worker. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I
remember when she was in Ohio. I was some shows with her when she was in Cleveland. Ohio.
Yeah,
like Cleveland Law Pro.
I like interacting with her, and she told me that Io Shirai was the best, like, pre-WWE, so it was pretty interesting hearing that from her.
Right. Right. Well, yeah.
They just had two girls on what was that show? There was one rest show. She's Gonzalez. Her last name is Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah, Gonzalez and Rhea Ripley. Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
Raquel Gonzalez.
Yes. Yes. I thought that was a pretty
good
match.
Yeah, I like
Rhea. I really like that feud with those two. Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rhea's getting called up to the main roster, so.
Oh, she's a beast.
See how that works. Oh, yeah,
Rhea
is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Both
I mean,
her
we'll
and
see
Gonzalez.
If it works out for her yet. Oh, yeah. Hopefully it'll work out for her. She won't get hosed back like everybody else who comes up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's sad that you have great talent and you're messing it up. If you need to leave them in NXT, leave them a little longer. If not, don't make them look bad on the main roster. Bottom line.
Oh, you have
talent
wanting to go back to NXT.
There's a lot that want to go back to NXT. You know why? It's a better show. Okay? You got Triple H and William Regal running and writing the show. And
yes.
It's a better show. Hands down.
Hey, Velvet, have you tried one of Matt Riddle's donuts yet? I was just curious.
No, I have not.
They look pretty good, actually.
Bro, it's a bro nut, man.
Bro nut.
That's awesome.
Hey, Dr. John's back. Where'd you disappear?
Yeah,
hey,
Dr. John has returned. I have been busy doing technology stuff, but I am absolutely back.
Fantastic.
All right, so do we have anybody else with us?
Yes, we will have Matthew Vaughn at precisely 11:30 Eastern Time because of some technology glitches. But we've got Judy Martin. But
we do have Judy Martin.
For another 15 minutes.
That's the word in the street. We have Judy Martin.
All right.
And that's great.
All right. So nice. Judy's already said she'd like to work with Bailey and... Who else did she say?
Man, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Couple of Japanese girls. There you go.
So, couple of the Japanese girls is there.
Right.
Nice.
So let me ask you this. That you brought up the Bella Twins. Oh, God. I don't know why I'm doing this, but you brought up the Bella Twins. Would you like to work them or would you like to manage them?
I would like to stretch them. How about that?
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I watch Judy? Please.
Oh my God.
That.
You and me both.
Judy mode.
That was the greatest answer of all time.
Yes.
I'm never gonna forget. Hey Judy Morton, would you like to wrestle the Bella Smith? No, I'd like to catch him. Yes.
Oh man. They would I mean
I saw
them in Columbia one time, and it's like, oh my God! I mean, I wanted to literally get in that ring and show them what are you girls doing? I mean, you are not a professional wrestler. Good Lord, girls!
Of course
please.
I got another match scenario. What about Glamour Girls versus Bayley and Sasha Banks?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Tag team matches.
Yes, it would be.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah,
I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that one.
Yeah, I would love to see Judy.
They could be the new generation versus the granny generation.
Oh,
yes.
Stupid.
Let me
stupid.
Ask a question here.
Yeah, go ahead, Todd.
We could turn back the clock proportionately. Now, if you, Miss Martin and Lenny Kai, could get in the ring, and because I'm a big fan of tag teams in both, I'm pretty sure that the rest of the crew on the staff or on the podcast at the moment know this. I'm a big fan of tag teams.
Yeah.
If you guys could get in the ring right now, how would you stack up? You guys were in your prime. How do you think you guys would stack up?
Oh, no question. That's a no-brainer.
I think we'd stack up very, 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 very well.
I think you were fundamentally tougher, but there are, I think today's, I think the woman's wrestling portion has had to really, really work to get their way back into the WWF or WWE as it is now. The and I think you guys were in a really garbage time where you didn't get the love you deserved. But there was just so much stuff that you guys did at the time. And this leads me to my next question. Now, tag team, you guys were a serious tag team. Tag team-wise, who do you, Miss Martin, dig as a tag team, male, female, whatever? Who do you dig as a tag team?
Who I think is a tag team?
No, who you think?
No,
who do you like?
Dig? Who do you like? Who do you think was great tag team?
A good tag team, yeah.
Past, present.
Yeah, who's going to be your favorite tag team?
Thank you.
Together, let's see.
Anytime. Now, tag back, tag out.
Vicky, Princess Victoria, and Velvet made a good tag team.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't put together after they came here, and to Lillian's as much as together, but they could really work a good tag team together.
I thought you were going to say Ricky Steamboat, Jay Young.
Desiree could do a good tag team, and so could Glenn Dean, Penny Mitchells, and Candice Pardue. They could do one
because
we worked out in the ring a lot, so we knew. You know, they know what they could do, but they just didn't have there wasn't booked enough to be shown what they could actually do. And as you know, that Leilani and I never really got booked together until the 80s? Late 80s?
Nice.
We never were booked together. And it was just by an accident that we got booked up in New York at that time. Because one of the girls got hurt in Japan, and Joyce was supposed to go with Patty to New York. And she sent Joyce over to Japan and put me with Patty. And that's how me and Patty started working together. And, I mean, I always knew that me and Patty could do good because I knew she was a flyer, and I wasn't a flyer, but what I couldn't do, she could do. But we were strong individual people.
Nice.
Besides being, you know, team up together, our stuff we did together was strong. And she was a good leader of a match, too, when she worked singles.
Nice. Awesome. I know one thing. I would have loved to have seen you walk up to the Bella Twins and say, "Hey, I'm going to teach you the difference between a hooker and a shooter." And I'm not talking about what you do on your spare time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think Bailey and Sasha was doing a good job at tag teaming.
Role model.
But going what Todd said, if we turned the clock back and you and Leilani in your prime, I would feel real sorry for Bailey and Sasha because they would bump their butts off and y'all would probably stretch them a little bit, not a lot, but stretch them enough to like realize, okay, yeah, we better pay attention.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But, you know, that goes apart. That's a little part of it, too, back then, too. You know, you got people, you didn't, sometimes you got a little something just to go, okay, you're paying attention? Yeah, I'm paying attention. And then when you work people long enough, you know, and they learn your style and they learn you, those things don't happen. They, you know, people say, hey, he works good or she works good or they work good together. And that's, you know, that helps out. But, you know, every now and again, it's like if you're the veteran and you got somebody in there and they're not listening, you're all right, I'm going to wake them
you
up
got
real
to,
quick.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to give them a little tap there and say, hey.
Yeah.
The key word in this ring is listen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And the next word comes, but the next word comes potato.
Oh, straight from Idaho, man. Yes.
Woo, I love that.
Just my humble opinion, if nothing else, you ought to be a Hall of Fame tag team. And I, again, tag team, period.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not talking gender related. You ought to be a Hall of Fame tag team.
Yeah. They should be a Hall of Fame tag team for any Hall of Fame, period. Period.
Maybe one day.
Oh, for sure. No, I'm serious. You guys were something else.
Okay, Steve, go for it.
I didn't know if you asked her earlier, but thoughts on training with Susan Green?
Training with Susan?
Yeah.
I don't think you trained with Susan, did you?
No, I didn't. I never did train with Susan. I never met Susan.
Or did you ever work
Susan.
With her?
Oh,
I did. After I left with Vince and them, then that's when I started working with Susan. After working a little local around here and everything. That's when I first met Susan, in fact. But I had never worked her before. And I can tell you one thing, she's got one of the damnest, stiffest rings. When you come out of there,
yeah.
You'll know you can do something.
If you can bump in that ring that she has, you can bump in any ring across this country. Absolutely.
Yep.
That ring is stiff. Lord.
But, you know, I said Susie was very easy to work with, you know. She's snug and everything, which is good because you never saw through anything. And like I said, most people thought we were killing one another out there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first time I met him at a show, I was like, holy crap. I was like, oh. It scared the crap out of me, to be honest with you. And then she's like, you're going to come to Columbia and train with me? I went, oh, okay. Not like that. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
All right,
Dr.
This is
John.
Dr. John. This is Dr. John saying, Judy Martin, it has been the most fun having you on the show. We really, really appreciate you being with us. And will you come back again sometime soon?
Oh, I'll be glad to come back.
Thanks.
And thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having me.
So it's a pleasure.
We'd love to have
you.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to do something amazing and different. Once this show is over in about 60 seconds, at 11:30, we are going to have Matthew Vaughn, a great young wrestler from the Augusta area, the Nightcrawler. He's going to be with us. So I'd like to ask our hosts, Papa Stroh and the Amazing Velvet, to just call back in as soon as we get done with this. And we'll have a wonderful 30-minute segment with Matthew Vaughn. So I want to thank everybody for being here with us. It's been a lot of fun, especially Judy Martin. And Judy, we'll see you again soon.
Future Hall of Famer.
Oh. Okay, guys. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Thank
love
you.
You.
Judy.
Love
so
you.
Much.
Thank
you too. We love
right.
you.
I love y'all too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Everybody, we're leaving. Hey, Papa Stroh, I guess I'll see you in 3 minutes.
Be back in 2 and 2 like Chuck Willery, baby.
That's right. That's it, baby. Are we good now?
All right, everybody, take
leaving?
Care.
Are we leaving? All right, bye.
We're leaving. Bye.
Who's Kyle?
Don't know. Oh.